Zayna Meshavila. He makes his sister into a Zayna. So true, he's over in Yisachayat Krisis living with his sister. But now that he lived with her, she becomes a Zayna. Anisha becomes a Zayna if she lives with somebody that's also to with Chayat Krisis. But Chalola Le Meshavila. She does not become a Chalola yet. Because it's not a special Issa for Kayin, it was only an Issa to have a sister. But now, if the brother lives with his sister a second time, now he makes her into a Chalola. Why? Because not only is there an Issa that is living with his sister, but there's also this is living with the Zayna. And the Issa to live with the Zayna is a special Issa upon a Kayin. So there's a special Bias Issa, Mitzad Akuna, therefore she becomes a Chalola. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, Koyen Godol be Amona, when a Koyen Godol lives with an Amona, like Ishtayim, is two Malkus and two Averis. Achas Mishum lo Yikach, that's what's going to marry to him. V'yachas Mishum lo Yichalo, Torah says lo Yichalo, don't be Mechalo ho, he can't make her into a Chalolo. And if a Koyen Godol lives with an Amona, she becomes a Chalolo, so the two Averis involved. For the Gemara, if so, V'lukan Ang Mishum lo Yichalo Zaroi, why isn't there a third Lav involved? That he's making his kids Chalolim. Any type of a kid he has now, the kid's a Chalolo. A Kohen Gadol lives with an Amona, the kid is a Cholol. So why aren't you over this Aveira of Lo Yichalol Zaroi? So Gemara says, we're talking about Oviyah B'Shaloi Gomer B'Yosoi. He did not have the Gemara B'ya, he only made Haro, he only made a little bit, the beginning going in. So there was no Sheikh Vazera coming out then. So therefore, there's no kids there, so there's no Lav of the Mechalol de Zaroi. Therefore, he's only over the first two Averis of Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalol, not to be Mechalol. Most of Rav is the Kashem. It says Aloko Almono Grusha Loike Mishum Shnei Shemus. If a Kohen Gadol lives with an Almon and a Grusha, he's over two Shemus. So my love doesn't mean that this Almona, then she became a Grusha. Now a Kohen Gadol lives with her, he's over two Averis because she's an Almona and because she's a Grusha. So my love doesn't mean to say Shnei Shemus is Sulai. She's only over two Averis and nothing more. That's all. So the Chorus of Kasha, we ask Shnobu Lo Yichalol also. Somewhere it says Loi, but it means to say Shnei Shemus al Zim, or Shnei Shemus al Zim, just means to say, it could be there are two names in each one of them. Tenech Nami, for the Amona there's Naveiro Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalol, and for the Grusha the same way also. But it doesn't only mean just these two, it could mean there are two. Rosh Levada, there are two Yisurim here, but on each one of them, there are also two, one for Lo Yikach, one for Lo Yichalo. For the Gemara is so, Eim is Seifa, what does Seifa say? Eim is Seifa, Kerusha v'chalutza. The Koyim lives with a Grusha, and he was a Chalutza, Allah, Rizein, a Chayiv, and a Alachas. Yoni Chayiv on one. Sechura, why? So, Chura, one, why only one? Chura should be a Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalo also. So, where is Hochikom? This is what it means to say. The Bryce means to say, Eim is Chayiv, and a Alachas. Out of these two asurim of the Gerusha and the Chalutza, you only chayiv one, because only a Gerusha is also midiraisa to a Kohen. A Chalutza midiraisa is mutter to a Kohen. It's only midirabonim that she's also. But this one is for the Gerusha, uliyaylam shnei shemais. But really this one Gerusha, you chayiv two averis, for the layikach and for layichalo. For layichalo, since you're making her into a Chalala, you're over now a lav also. Verse says, the Chalutza the Rabbonin. And Chalutza is only with the Rabbonin. This is the Kasha now. The Chalutza, the Rabbonin, is Chalutza only also with the Rabbonin. V'atanya, we learned. Gerusha. The Torah says, what a Kohen can't take a Gerusha. So the Hurain li yell a Gerusha. I only know to say a Kohen can't marry a Gerusha. Chalutza minayin. How do we know that a Kohen can't even marry an Isha that was a Chalutza? That means that a husband died and no children, there was a brother alive. So the brother gave a Chalitza. She's called a Chalutza now. How do you know a Kohen can't marry her? Talmudim, the pasuk says v'isha, an extra vav, an extra pasuk v'isha. So chutz mashmitz midiraisa. So how could we say it's only midirabbanan? So Gemara says no, the emes is midirabbanan. A chalutz is only yasa to a kohen midirabbanan. It's only gzera mishum a gerusha. Who cross machta b'yalma? That's why we make this drasha. It's not a real drasha from the pasuk. It's only an asmachta. It's like a smach where the rabbanan made the took out from. But avadim midiraisa, kohen is only also to a grusha, not to a chalutza. Omer Abaya, Abaya says like this: Kideish leika. If a kohen gadol marries, a kohen marries a grusha for the kedushin alone, he gets malchus. He's over the lab of lo yikach. He gets it. Yeah. So Rashi says either a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyet. If they marry one of the psulim, they get malchus for lab of lo yikach. Rabbi says, lo yikach es mashma kedushin, even without bia. Boal, then when the kohen lives with her, like gets a second malchus. Why? Kiddush like mishum lo yikach. When he makes the kedushin, is over the lava lo yikach. A kohen can't take a grusha, or a kohen godol an amono. Boal, when the kohen lives with her, then like mishum lo yichalol. That's when he makes her a chalolo. That's the slav, lo yichalol, don't make her into a chalolo. With the kedushin alone, she's not a chalolo yet. She only becomes a chalolo when the kohen lives with her. So b'shas to bia, that's when he has the second malchus, the second lav of lo yichalol. That's what Abaye holds. Rav Amar Rav says no. Boal loika. Only when he makes the bia does he get the two times malchus in. But leibol and loika. But without the bia, just with the kedushin alone, that's not the aveira. Why? Mishum the sin, because the pasuk says together, lo yikach v'lo yichalol. In other words, my tam lo yikach, what's the reason why a kohen can't marry a grusha or a zayna? Mishum lo yichalol, in order not to make her a chalola. So it comes out that if you have bia with them, then you're over the two lavim. But just with kedushin alone, you don't have a lav. That's what Rav holds. Rav says, now, Abaye agrees, even though he says by Kohen he's over the Aver with Kedushin alone, but Abaye agrees, the master Gerusha soy, that if a person remarries his Gerusha, the Avera, that means if you gave the get to your wife and she lived with another man, now if you want to marry her back again, Shem Kiddush, Fulei Boel, Shein Aleika. If you only make Kedushin, you don't live with her, even Abaye would agree you don't get Malkus for this. Why? Because the prophet says, L'chosa liyas l'alisha, Amar Rachmana, V'leka. It turns out that you can't remarry your Gerusha after she lived with somebody else. Tason l'kachas li l'alisha. L'alisha means to live with her. So when you live with her, then you're over the Aveiro. So Rashi says, L'kachas liyas l'alisha. Tekivon dekichu kedushin. Liyas l'alisha means ishus shall be a kama. The term means liyas l'alisha, that when is the kedushin also? If you're going to be with her like an isha, means when you live with her. So here Abaye would agree, by Master Gerushasai, you only have the love when you live with them. Filekha. Omoide Rav agrees, even though he says by Kedushin alone, there's no Aveira, but Rav agrees that the Kohen Gadol be Amona, when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, Shem Boal v'loi Kiddush, Shalaika. Shimbov Lakidish Aleika. So what here he agrees, Rav agrees, that if he made a bia without Kedushin, he gets Malkus. Rav before said, Bo Aleika Lebolin Lakidish. So much Rav agreed to know. Shimbov Lakidish Shaleika. Why? Vlayachal Zarabam Abam Rachmana Vrehu Chilom. So Rashi is like this. Afagav Jaboy Bisurikuna Tarti. As even though before Rav said, you would need both of them. Which is mashma before, dafka via acha kiddushin. That dafka you have to have the seder is first you have to marry her, and then you live with her, then you're over the two isurim. By a grusha, when a kohen marries a grusha, he just lives with her, he's not over an avera. It's only if he first marries her, then he lives with her, then you have the isur by a kohen to a grusha. But Rav agrees though, in amana to a kohen gadol, that even with the bi alone without kiddushin, also you get malchus. Why? Because here the pasuk says, "Lo yichalo zaru biyamav." Amar Rachmana, Rehu Chilul, you made her into a Chilul, you made her a Chalala, therefore the B alone is the Avera. Now, Shnei Moedim, both Abai and both Rav, both agree that the Master Gerushasai, Shem Boyabul, like Kiddush and Aleika, if you only have B with her, but you don't marry her, there's no Avera, you don't have the special love. Why? Derech Lekuch and Aswatara. Thirst is Claw, Lekachtas Lil Alisha, you can't take her back to be your wife. There's only us of a Master Gerushasai through Kedushin. But without Kedushin, you don't have the special love. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zecha Kabas Cholom. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Ger, even if he marries a regular Bas Yisrael, the Lacher is his kid is still a Cholom. His daughter is called a Cholom. Tanya learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zecha Kabas Cholom Zecher. That's the same halacha. Just like a Cholom Zecher, his kid, his daughter, is a Cholola, same thing a Ger Zecher, his daughter, is a Cholola. The Adin Nois in the Svaras like that. Ma cholol shabu mitipik shera. Ma dech cholol that came mitipik shera. His parents were Jews. Still beat the psula since he's a chol. His daughter's also a cholola. Ger shabu mitipik psula. His parents were goyim. is Eina Din Shavita Psul, isn't it for sure he should have a big of the gam, a big of soul, that his daughter should also be a halala? Samar says, no, I'll tell you, Ma l'cholol sheken yitzri rosa bi'aveira. A cholol is the pshat that his parents did an aveira. It was a kayin marrying a grusha. So that via was a bi'asissa. That's why the kid became a cholol. That's why this cholol now's daughter was also a cholol. Mashenke in the ger, there was no aveira involved. True, his parents were goyim, but there's no aveira. Goyim could live together. They didn't do an aveira with their parents. So since it's not called Yitzriyosa B'Aveira, maybe a ger is not as bad as a cholol is. Tomorrow says, no, Kohen Gadol B'Amon Yachiyach. A Kohen Gadol B'Amon, that she becomes psula, she becomes a cholola, I'll bring you a proof. Shein Yitzriyosa B'Aveira, here this an amona. When she was born B'Ksheiros. She first became possible now when the Kohen Gadol lived with her. Still, B'Tai Psula, her daughter is possible. Tomorrow says, no, now the Kohen Gadol B'Amon, she came B'Yosa B'Aveira again. Right now the B is B'Aveira. The Meister Kohen Gadol living with an amona, that's the B'Yosa Sissa. So that's why their bita is a halola. But maybe when a ger lives with a bas yisrael that there was never a bias isser involved, maybe the kid is not a halola. Someone just says, cholol yachiyach, that when a cholol lives with a bas yisrael, also there's no aveira right now. There's no bias isser. Still we say, since he's posel, his kid is also a halola. The chosruadin, I go back, and say, leroy zeh, keroy zeh, that this is not like that, that's not like this, means all chumras fall away, because each one has a different type of a chumra. Therefore I say, Asara Shava Shabhem, what's the equal, what's the old Shava B'Shava here? She'einoi B'roi V'Kal, they're not mutter to everybody, each one of them has their psulim, a chol on a ger, is afani obvious a ger, the same way I bring a ger also, She'einoi B'roi V'Kal, that a kohen can't marry a gyaris, so they're not B'roi V'Kal, therefore bita psula. Therefore a ger gets married to a bas Yisrael, his daughter is still a chalola. A cholol kohen gadol to an amona, the bias was done by aveira. Mashenk in the ger, there's no aveira done by him. His parents, they were goyim, but it wasn't the bias issa though. So maybe a ger was not so bad. Verse says, no. Loi teima, don't say kohen gadol be amon yachiyach, don't bring the proof from where a kohen gadol is with an amona. Eleima, rather say, mitzri rishon yachiyach. I have a proof on the psul of a Mitzri Rishon. A ger, that's a Mitzri. The halacha is, ma le Mitzri Rishon, just like a Mitzri Rishon. Shekein eino royal lover the kal. No, there was, that a Mitzri Rishon, even though he lived what? It wasn't done the Aveira, but the Meister, his kid is possible. His kid becomes a Mitzri Sheni, that's still possible the kal. So I see, even though there was no Aveira done when they were born, still, since they're possible, their kids are also possible. Tomorrow says, no, you can't bring a proof of Mitzri Rishon. I'll tell you, Mal and Mitzri Rishon, she can't ain't a royal love of the Kal. He can't marry anybody. Mashenk and a Cholo could marry Bas Yisrael. Tomorrow says, Cholo Yechiach. A Cholo is the proof. The one Cholo is mutter to marry into Kal, and still his kid is possible. The Chosra Adin, say, I made the Chosra Adin now from a Mitzri Rishon to a Cholo. Le Roy Zek Roy Zer, Hatar Hashem Shebem, what's the equal common denominator? What are they equal about? Shein the Broy the Kal, they're not mutter to everybody. Obitev Sula, still, their daughter is possible. Is Afan the Yavi as a Ger, the same thing a Ger, if a Ger lives with a regular Bas Yisrael, Shein the Broy the Kal, he can't marry everybody. A Ger can't marry a Kain. Still, Obitev Sula, that is Bita, his daughter is possible, Kuna. Remember now, Malat Hashem Shebem, she came Poislin Bibi Yosan. I tell you, they're be apostles. If a Mitzri lives, he's possible a Mitzri. If a Mitzri, Mitzri lives with a Bas Yisrael, she becomes a Chalala. If a Chalala lives with an Isha, she becomes a Chalala. Or the Amonot HaKohen Gadol, she becomes a Chalala. Mashenk and a Ger doesn't make his wife into a Chalala. Samura says, no. For Rabbi Yehuda, Ger, Nami, Paisa, Bibi Yosai. Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. If a Ger lives with a Bas Yisrael, she becomes a Chalala. She becomes Tzula Kuna. Well, Maisla, how does he know this? But now outside my dina, from these svaras gufa. So therefore, just like a ger is psula lekal, who had been if he lives with a regular basi squirrel, just like the mitzri apostles that make them in the chalala, who had been if you hold the ger also. If a ger lives with a basi squirrel, she becomes now psula lakuna. So therefore, that's a shita, just like she becomes psula lakuna, who had been the daughter also becomes psula lakuna. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, ger. His halacha was, I'm Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, ger shenasa giyoris, vita ksheru lakuna. Doesn't have to say the chiddush. To what? If a Yisrael marries a geyeris, if the man is a Yisrael, even though she's a geyeris, the vitos ksher lekuna. But the opposite way, the ger shenosa bas Yisrael is also vitos ksher lekuna. His blood goes both ways. I'd be one of them. One of the parents is a regular Yisrael, the daughter is kosher lekuna. Avo ger shenosa geyeris vitos psul lekuna. That's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. If both parents are geyeris, then the kid is posul lekuna. But as long as one of them, either the father or the mother, is a regular Yisrael, then the ger's kids is kosher, is not posul lekuna. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoina, geyeris, geyeris, a girl of geyeris, pchusa mi bas shalosh shanim v'yechad, if she was misgayer less than 3 years old, ksher lekuna. A kohen's allowed to marry you now. She never, the pasuk says in my midbar, the chol ataf banoshim hechi yulechem, all the young ladies you keep alive. I'm mashma for you, and over there, v'aloi Pinchas, ha'imah, and Pinchas was with them. And Pinchas was a kohen. So how are these young girls, the giyuris muta, and my sister and the guy are less than 3 years old, they're muta to a kohen. For Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu say about this? That they say no, they say a giyuris is also to a kohen, even though she was misgaya less than 3 years old. Rabbanan hechiyu lechem means lavodim l'shvachas. Keep them for yourself that they should be your maids. That's all. But not that you're allowed to marry them. Verse now, the kula nikrechadosh, they both dash in one posik. The posik in the Cheskel says, almonu grush la yichu lehem l'noshim. Kiyam besuas mizera beis Yisrael. You can only marry a zera beis Yisrael. The one a kohen can't marry an almonu grusha. You can only marry mizera beis Yisrael. The Yehudis sover are the east called zera Yisrael. It's only mutter if both parents are from Yisrael. But if one is from a ger, the kid is post lakuna. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Amano, Saba Mizera v'afilu miksa zera. As long as one of the parents is a Yisrael, then the kid is mutter lakuna. Only if both parents are geyeris, then the kid is a chalola post lakuna. We have Yossi Saba, Misha Nizra v'Yisrael, depends. Misha Nizra v'Yisrael means, what's the other means? The kid was born, he had to be born by Yisrael. Misha Nizra v'Yisrael, he had to be born by Yisrael. They are Rosa B'Kedusha, that the B'Shas Bia, both parents had to be Yisraelim. He holds if one of them was a ger, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Sovar, Misha Nizra v'Sule v'Yisrael. He holds as long as the B'Sulem were grown when she was Yisrael. In other words, if she was misgayer after she's 3 years old, a girl gets a psulim when she's 3 years old. So it depends what she was when she's 3 years old. If she was already a ger before three, so now when she becomes 3 years old, her psulim are grown b'kedusha of the Israelis, she's mutter to a kohen. But if she was 3 years old as a guy, and then she's misgayer, then she's also to a kohen. See, Lord, just tell me how she was when she was 3 years old. Oh, Malay, so the old Dashin is one pasuk. What does this pasuk mean? Kiyim besulas mizera beis Yisrael. That a kohen could only marry from a zera beis Yisrael. Does it mean complete? Both parents won, or it's totally after 3 years old or before three? Oh, Malay, Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman said to Rav.